This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. It's one of my favorites. Anyway, and I mean that sincerely. Do something. Hone in on something in your neighborhood. Do something. Decide whether or not you want to be part of a school board, an education system. You know, these school boards, these education systems, they're so much more than just the education trustee. They have curriculum councils. They have parent-student councils. They have all kinds of little groups that you can belong to, and you can help drive the narrative. You can help bring some sanity to some of these groups. It is amazing to me. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, if you've got any questions, want to make a call. Governor Scott Walker joins us at the bottom of the hour. And he's he is just going full bore on getting some of our young Republicans, our young conservatives, to step up and take their rightful places, get involved, get engaged, as I always say. Now, he is the new president of the Young Americans Foundation, YAF. And the thing that impressed me, now, usually I don't have these guys on. You know that. I get the press releases from them, and I get their people saying, hey, can we get so-and-so on the show? I'm not excited about it. They're going to say the same old stuff over and over and over again that they say on every other show. But Governor Walker now, as the president of YAF, has said that he's looking to put a program together that he's calling the long game. Now, who else have been screaming about a long game program? Yes, that would be I. I've been screaming about that. So for me, frankly and honestly, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, all right, so here he is. He's looked at this and he saw how long the Democrats have been doing this. The decades they've been working on this. And how easily it was for them to steal an election. And they're going to keep doing it until we figure out a way to stop them. If they pack the Supreme Court, if they do some of the things they're talking about doing, no signature verification voting, come on, this is every hood's dream, right? Hey, bank doors can't be locked anymore, and the safe cannot be locked from 9 to 5 in the morning. Oh, and by the way, you can't have any security guards on the property. Oh, no cameras. That's an invasion of privacy. It's just nuts. So the long game is a program he's put together. And as he says, it's the only way we're going to beat back the deep-rooted culture. The youth have been told for decades in schools in the education system how bad Republicans are, how bad conservatives are. But they're never really given a reason why. Yeah, they play the game like, it's because, you know, we hate blacks and Hispanics and we hate the lower socioeconomic rung. Like I said earlier, they see us as the wine and cheese group. Which is really funny because, frankly, our value systems line up more with the black and Hispanic community than the Dems do. Really, think about it. Think about what we stand for and what the Hispanic community claims, that they not claims, but do, what they stand for, what they espouse, church, family. Not killing babies, but family. Recently, YF went out and did a survey, talked to a boatload of young people. And they found that progressive students shift views on minimum wage when presented with the facts. Hello? Facts. Real numbers. Real world information. An overwhelming majority of students, almost 70%, said they supported a $15 minimum wage. However, their support dropped by over 20 points when they learned that from the Congressional Budget Office, they predicted that 1.4 million jobs would be lost. Now the Dems thought, oh, that's not true. There's no way for them to know that. That wouldn't happen. And they would. No, that is true. As I've said a million times, none of these Dems have really owned any businesses. None of them have actually had to cut paychecks for people, actually had to cut people off their payroll. You know, Tammy and I had a mom and pop, several of them actually. When you're cutting checks for 18 or 19 employees, there's a lot of pressure on you to make things work. Because they're not just employees, I mean, really, truly, unless you got a business with 3,000 people in it. But when you have your own business and you have 19 families, 18 families that work for you, right? They're not just employees, numbers on a piece of paper. I knew every, not because I'm special, but I knew every one of the employees. I knew what was going on in their families. I knew what was going on with them. And frankly, there were times when back in 2009 when things were getting tough, we sat them all down, or I did. And I said to them, look, here's the situation. Here's how much money the company is making. Here's what we have coming in. Here's where I need help. If I can't get everybody to take a 5% pay cut until this is over, I've got to let somebody go. And sounds like I put it on them to make the decision, but I did because they were a family. They had to decide. Do I let someone go? Or does everybody take it to help everybody else out? And when they came back on Monday, every one of them said the same thing. Every single one of them said they'd rather take the 5% pay cut. Think about that. They felt like it was family. They felt like they were being treated right. And there's a lot of mom and pop groups out there. I couldn't afford, you know, these small restaurants especially. They couldn't afford a $15 an hour minimum wage. You saw what happened in Seattle. Restaurants were closing all over the place. They had to move because the city went to a $15 an hour minimum wage. Somebody has to pay for it. They're not making the money you think they are. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Joe, see your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Eat my five, Joe. Eat my five. 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be something more than a slug on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Sitting there, not really being involved or engaged. Got to get informed. That's the best way to do it. As I said, Governor Scott Walker will be joining me at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little bit about, not a little bit, a lot. You know, I consistently pound on the youth and their inability to want to fight, their inability to really to want to get in the ring, which is what you're going to have to do. This is the fight. I told you over the summer, this is going to be an all-out war. Some of you thought I was just being, I don't know, being a jerk about it or whatever. I don't even know, because I got some pretty interesting emails. Not necessarily nasty ones. But some of you think that because you talk about something a certain way, it causes people. I don't have, I mean, I'd love to, but I don't have 15 million listeners who hang on my every word. So when I say go out and fight, the guy doesn't grab his rifle and go running out the front door, because I've never advocated for violence. I've always said, you have a right to protect yourself. You come in my house, you're going to, you're going to run into something. All right? This live and let live scenario that we've been trying to live by for decades doesn't work. They've already let you know they're not interested in allowing you to live and let live. Really? So why should we let them? Why should we let them have their crazy thoughts and ideas and try to get us to swallow them? We need to be more active, and definitely majorly more active in the education world. Stop letting them have it. So I'm talking about some of the youth, because again, that's what I've been beating on, and we're seeing a shift. The lunacy of the left is driving a lot of these young people over the conservative side of the world. When the overwhelming majority of these young kids, 70%, were in support of the $15 federal minimum wage, when they heard after that it would eliminate 1.5 million jobs, it dropped by 20%. They no longer support it. Matter of fact, you should go look at the history of minimum wage, look it up yourself, and see who it affected the most, who it hurt the most, and who it continues to hurt the most. In a similar scenario, 65% of students support the federal government eliminating student loan debt for all borrowers. However, more than half the respondents agreed that it was not fair for those who did not attend college to pay the student loan debt cancellation with their hard-earned tax dollars. Look, it's not my fault you chose the wrong place to be. It's not my fault that you took a class that cost you $1 million or whatever it cost you to go, and now you can't find a job. Why is your bad decision my problem? There are many multi-billionaires in this country that never set foot on college except to party. It's not right. You entered into that debt. How many of the people that worked, like my wife, worked three jobs to go through college to get herself an education? You going to give her the money back? Or does she get to suffer? And I want interest on it. Because you know that's what the reparations are going to be all about. Regarding the tax rates, when it comes to a 50% of students say that a fair tax rate on most Americans would be between 0 and 10%. Right? Despite current federal income taxes much higher than 10%, the same percentage of students also agree that the government does not spend taxpayer money efficiently. I don't know anybody, unless you're a hardcore left-wing lunatic, who thinks that the federal government spends the money properly. Don't know anybody. The new data from YS polling underscores the importance of facts over liberal talking points. Now, Scott Walker, president of Young Americans Foundation, says that Gen Z and millennials do hold some liberal views, but these findings highlight that many of these young people simply have not heard a different viewpoint. So true! Because this is what they're being taught in school. This is what they're being told on, 7x24 basis. The loons that are running these education systems. Now, not all teachers are like this. I got some great conservative teachers I know. But the ones on the far left, they keep telling the kids how bad they are, how bad government is. They forget that they got a job because of government. They got a job because of tax dollars. And if they were in a communist country or a socialist country, they might be deemed not having the ability to teach. You can't do what you want to do in those countries. That's where the young really get confused. They think you get up in the morning, you decide, hey, I want to be a veterinarian. You take a test and the government says, yeah, if you haven't got the aptitude for a veterinarian, you're going to be a potato digger or whatever. Right? Think about it. Anyway, it's infuriating that we have allowed the left to take over education. And it's because not enough conservatives, not enough people of principle got up and decided they were going to run for school board. They were going to become a teacher. They were going to become staff at a school. I know conservative teachers that teach even today. that use their principles on the kids, and the kids love them. And they're not afraid. Some of them have tenure, so they really don't care. The YAF's 2021 tax day poll released in partnership with Town Hall. It was conducted by a group from March 30th to April 7th. They actually went to, let me see, like 1,000 high school students, 1,000 college students. These were ages from 13 to 22. And they lay out all the data, the way they ask the questions, the way they put it forward. And that's what I've always said. It is all about how you ask the question. How you lay out. Oh, don't you want more people to make more money so they can, $15 is not a lot of money. And it might give them the ability to get an apartment on their own and feed themselves. You can't live on $8 an hour. Well, nobody expected you to live on $8 an hour. Nobody. Nobody expects you to live on $15 an hour, frankly. And does that $15 an hour apply whether you're in Tooleyville, Oklahoma, population 500, where it doesn't cost that much to live? Or does that $15 apply in New York City? You need 10 of you making $15 an hour to be able to afford a one-bedroom apartment in New York City, or L.A. for that matter. I mean, seriously, people. How much common sense have you taught your kids? How much ability have you given them to think? Taught them to think, I should say, really. Many of you haven't. Joe, we'll see your host. We'll come back again. Like I said, we'll have Scott Walker on with us, former Governor Scott Walker, now president of YAF. And I got to tell you, what turned me on about him, the long game. Understanding that we need a long game for our kids. I am Joe Messina. God bless. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a few.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's going to punish Russian companies that tried to interfere in our elections and also committed cyber attacks on federal agencies in the U.S. Biden said he made it clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin he could still go further, but he's choosing to wait.
The United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia. We want a stable, predictable relationship.
The attorney for the family of Dante Wright, the black man who was shot to death in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, by a white police officer last Sunday, says they have a lot of questions about the shooting. Attorney Benjamin Crump.
It's very difficult for this family to accept that this is an accident when you have a veteran who's been on the police force for 26 years.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Back. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and you have to be part of the solution. Otherwise, as I love to say, you are actually part of the problem. I'm honored and happy to have with me today former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who is now the new president of the Young Americans Foundation. And, Governor Walker, I really, truly am honored to have you on with me because I was an early supporter of yours when you ran for president and would support you again if you ran for president. You're one of the few guys I've seen in the party other than Donald Trump, President Trump, who actually has stood up to, some of these unions and some of these groups that would just want to tear apart everything that we stand for. So thanks for being that man, and thanks for being on the show with me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, well, that's part of the reason why I jumped into this new role at Young America's Foundation and pushing this new idea of the long game is because we were able to stand up against the big government union bosses, the big government special interests, and fight all their efforts to try and intimidate us, to tear us down, even to try and recall us. You know, at one point they brought 100,000 protesters in and occupied our Capitol and Square, and we didn't back down, and the people of our state are better off because of it. And I know the same will be true when we help college and high school and younger students all across the country.
Well, I love people like you, and I don't know if you know him, Rick Green from, originally with Wall Builders, now at Patriot Academy. He's teaching our young people how to step up and step into these places. I happen to be on one of the largest school boards in California, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm encouraging young people to sit on some of my subcommittees and say, hey, get involved, find out truly what's going on, and take your rightful place in these positions. And to your point about the long game, I mean, the Democrats have been great at this for decades. They'll hang out for, a decade, 15, 20 years to get what they want, and we don't. We have tended in the past to show up 6 months, 8 months before the election and say we've arrived. So, I'm sure you have programs in place to help these young people get involved in that long game, don't you?
Well, that's exactly right. And part of the reason why I came in at YF was, They've been active for quite some time. It goes all the way back to William F. Buckley, and Ronald Reagan was one of the earliest leaders. Today, YF is on more than 2,000 college and university campuses across America, supporting conservative students. And so what they do well with conferences, speakers, free speech, even owning and operating the Reagan Ranch and having conferences there as well as conferences across the country. But when I looked at what the left has done, when you look at, you know, just decades of them having the long view of all the way back to Saul Alinsky, of not only taking over our campuses, our schools, our culture, our communications with the censorship and big tech. I said, we got to fight back, not just the battles of the moment, but the long game, the heart and soul of this great republic. And so what we're doing is spelling out a 12-point action plan to get to every campus, to reach every student, to start reaching students younger, to fight for true free speech rights, and to help even educators who, not only conservative ones, but those who want to just be objective and teach the facts, they too feel alienated, just like many of our students. So the long game is the action plan to think more than just the next news cycle, more than even just the next presidential cycle, but think a few more years into the future. How do we turn this around so we save this country we love?
Well, I finally heard it from one of our own. Rand Paul finally came up and said, look, forget the federal level for the moment. Start taking back your local level. And local levels are school boards, water boards, city councils, town councils, that kind of thing. And this is a great place for these young people to start to step up and, you know, truly get involved with. And to your point about that, when I see what goes on high school campuses where the Democrats will have a pre-voter registration day, for instance, and they'll have 20, 25 tables there. They'll have people running all around the place to help out. And we have very few. So, you know, I noticed that you said that you were on college campuses, university campuses. Where are we at with junior high and high school?
Well, that's the push where we want to go. So the YF started as a focus in college. Over the years, we've gone somewhat into high school. I want to continue to be even more aggressive there. But I believe we've got to reach out to junior high, not just on the campus and the school itself, but reach out to reach preteens, middle school and junior high school students where they're at, which means in many cases on their phone, on their tablets, on their computers, find out a more aggressive way to reach out and market and advertise to them, get them engaged, get them involved, even things as simple as YouTube. What we found is overwhelmingly in survey after survey, poll after poll of not our students, but of nationwide, we do general population samples of high school and college students repeatedly to make sure we're targeting the right place. YouTube, far more than Twitter or Facebook or anything else, is the number one place they're going to these days. And so we've had a dramatic increase, and our goal is to get to a billion. That's a billion with a B.
Wow.
A billion views of our content there with 5 million subscribers on YAF TV, YAF TV, so that we're going to the place where young people are going to overwhelming to get their information. The good news is, they're not just looking for a flashy slogan. They're actually looking for content. And so we've got great speakers, some of the best conservative speakers in the nation we bring on campus. But instead of just having them speak to those students there, we're taping that whole thing. We're putting it up on live stream, and then we're packaging it on our YAF TV channel to get that out to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, more students across the country. We know we can make a difference. What they really like, though, more than the speaker, they love to see the Q&A. They love to see our conservative speakers take the crap from radical
yep.
questions that they get from the radical students and TAs and others on campus and turn it around and give a great answer because they want to be able to do it themselves. And increasingly, it's not just our students. It's a lot of other adults who like that, too, because they're getting crap at work or on Facebook or wherever else they're at these days.
You know, it's funny you say that because I joke all the time. You know, I'm the old white guy in the room, so nobody ever listens to me. But I've been saying this for years, that the young people want the truth, and they want the information. And we've always danced around that kind of thing. And, you know, years ago I used to say Republicans need to have a big whiteboard on the floor of Congress so when somebody tells a lie, they can just diagram it out to show where the lie is. And we shouldn't be afraid to push back on them because they're not afraid to push back on us. They're not afraid to lie on us. And I think I'm believing now after seeing what you're doing and reading some of the articles that you're really making some inroads with the young people by simply doing that, informing them properly and telling them the truth. I just think it's great. I think it's about time somebody went down that road. Thank you.
Well, it makes a huge difference. So we've got a poll we just put out just this week. It's just come out, and we surveyed it, and there's bad and good news. The bad news is, sadly, as you might expect, particularly over the past year, that high school and college students continue to have strong, strong support for what they would call progressive ideas. We'd call radical leftist views on a lot of these core issues out there. That's the bad news. The good news is, and why the long game is so critically important, the good news is we know in this case that we ask, for example, minimum wage, should it be $15? Overwhelming support for that. That's not good news. But the good news is then we say, we show them a report that shows the massive job loss that would be attributed to that, and suddenly support for that plummets. You know, we tell them about student loan debt. Understandably, in that age group, not surprisingly, big-time support for that. When we say, do you think that taxpayers who didn't go to college should have to pay for that, support plummets because they get, in each of those cases, they understand fairness. And so the left has been really good at co-opting that. The more we can explain things, give the facts, and explain it in ways that inherently go to their sense of fairness, the more we win that battle.
Oh, yeah. I've been involved in politics out here for almost 20 years, and it is all about how you ask the question. I do get that. All right, we've got to go for a quick break. When I come back, I want to hit a different angle of this, and that is the Christian angle. You're a Christian man, and you know, Christians tend to say, you know, you shouldn't be involved in politics. Young people tend to shy away from that, and I think that's the wrong attitude to take, and I'll explain that when we come back. Come with Senior Host, you listen to Real Side. Governor Scott Walker is on with me. We'll be right back. And we will be right back. Listen, I got to tell you something. Tell your friends if you, we'll have this up on a podcast later on, so you'll be able to go back and get it. But, I have not had, as some of you know, and know me for a long time, I've not had a whole bunch of faith in some of our young people and what we're looking at and what they're willing to fight for and not willing to fight for. But after seeing some of the things that he's doing, some of the things that they're doing in their organization, and how they're out there and they're being active, and the response that they're getting, the way they're changing minds. That's the other thing. As long as they can change minds, we'll do great. But if we can't change their minds, if we can't show them that we truly do care more than the other side, we really do. And I believe that some of them are misguided in their caring when it comes to the other side. But we can show them we really do care about you. We really want you to have a better life. We really want you to do better. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can donate a few dollars. My case with Katie Hill is not over yet. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Hey, 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 mambo, mambo,
we're back.
Hey, mambo, mambo.
Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something more than nothing, as I like to say. Listen, I told you already, the MyPillow gig, right? You know, Mike Lindell's been beating his brains out, coming up with a new platform on Monday. And you really just want to get involved and get engaged. If you want to help out people like me, right? And I'm not asking just to send money, although you can from the website. But if you head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com is more than pillows there. Sheets, blankets, pillowcases, slippers. I love my Mike Lindell slippers, okay? Just check them out. On your way, when you're checking out of MyPillow.com, simply put the promo code Joe. Can't make it any easier than that. Joe. And you'll get another discount on top of it. And I get some brownie points for it, all right? If you're not using the internet and you want to make your order online, I mean, make your order by phone, you can always dial 800-872-0353. 800-872-0353. All right, let's get back to it. Scott Walker joins me. And I'm telling you, man, he's giving me some hope. Well, about the rest of you. We're back at it again, and I'm honored to have on with me former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and the new president of Young Americans Foundation. Now, Governor Walker, if the young people listening, they want to get in touch with you or they want to get in touch with the YAF, how can they do that? How can they get involved?
Yeah, it's easy. Go to our website, yaf.org. In fact, if you want a free copy of this 12-point action plan, the long game, yaf.org/long game. If you're a student, if you know a student, maybe it's your son or daughter, niece or nephew, grandson, granddaughter, just a neighbor kid, or you just want to help. You're just a concerned citizen that says, man, as Ronald Reagan said, you know, the freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We have to stand up and fight for it and defend it and then pass it on to the next generation to do exactly the same thing all over again. If you want to join us, not just in the battle of the day, but really in this war for the heart and soul of our republic, YAF.org is the website. YAF.org/long game is the way you can get your free copy. We'll mail it to you right now.
Yeah, and you're right. We're seeing that play out in front of us where, you know, the left has got a hold of education for decades and decades and decades. And these kids who think that socialism is the right way to go and more government is the right way to go, that's because of who's been teaching them over the decades. About 5 or 6 years ago, there was a story in the paper how the most trusted person in a community is a high school teacher. Now, I'm not going to slight the high school teachers, but when you have the last thing I saw was it was 32-1 liberal teachers to conservative teachers. That's a scary place to be. And, you know, if more of our people go ahead.
Yeah, the most endangered species on a college campus is a conservative speaker, conservative faculty member, because even for those who, not only conservative, but just objective, just somebody who just doesn't want to teach any of the liberal doctrine and just want to teach just the facts without even a conservative perspective on it, they're endangered because the radical left, certainly on college campuses, but increasingly in our schools across America, those people are meant to, you know, the radical left makes them feel like they're out in the limb all by themselves.
Yep.
They're purposely trying to intimidate them and marginalize them. And that's one of the items in our 12-point plan is to create a network to support educators, college professors, and kindergarten through high school teachers that support the ones that don't buy into the radical dogma and let them know they're not alone, because that's why there's so many. Most just don't want to pop their head up and say anything because they'll get plowed over not only by the radicals, but in many cases by the union bosses.
You know, it's a constant mantra that a lot of elected officials, a lot, not all, want to get reelected. That's their goal. And of course, they want to be reelected again. And not that I'm a god here, but I always felt that I don't care if I got reelected. I just want to do what I was supposed to do in the 4 years that I was in. Now, I've been reelected 3 times to that position, and it's not a small school district. It's pretty large. And I'm trying to get these conservative trustees, conservative Christian education trustees across the state to come together and say, look, there are things we can do. I got some reports from parents that the 1619 history was being taught in some of our classes, and that there was a way to get to that curriculum online, and it took one trustee bringing it up, and it wasn't an approved curriculum to get it taken down, taken out, and get those teachers told that they needed to stop doing that. We don't think we have power, but we do. We just can't be afraid to open our mouths, and we can't be worried about the next election all the time. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. I said all the time, we need to think more about the next generation than we do about the next election.
Yeah.
And when you talk about examples like that, exposing the 1619 curriculum, you know, two quick things that are in a long plan on that. One is we're pushing this nationwide campus hotline, tip line, where we look into things. We're going to aggressively ramp it up as part of the long game, but we've already had some. But we exposed, this just shows you how radical it is, in February, not in San Francisco, not in New York, but in Ames, Iowa, we got a tip from the local Iowa State campus, but it was about the local school district, where in Ames, Iowa, they were partnering with BLM to have a week of action that had really next to nothing to do with Black History Month. It was all about radical indoctrination from kindergarten to 12th grade. They were literally giving preschoolers and kindergartners coloring pages with transgender figures telling them they could pick their gender, boy, girl, somewhere in between. This is just radical. It has no place in school. It should not be a part of the process, certainly not down at that age. But if we hadn't exposed that, who knows? Not only would it have stayed in Ames, Iowa, but it could have grown anywhere else across America. We have constantly got to be on guard. That's what the long game is all about, is about fighting this battle on every level so that we win not just the battle, but the war, again, for the future of this great country.
Yeah, and we have to step up. You know, I got to tell you, honestly, I constantly pound on my Christian brothers and sisters and say, look, don't go hide in the closet. You know, you got to come out. You got to let yourself known. You don't put your finger in people's faces. That's not what this is all about. But you live the life that God called you to live. You know, and I always go back to a scripture in the Old Testament that says, you shall select from all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them basically to be rulers over you. Now, heathens are not going to pick godly men, godly women to rule over you. So, you know, I keep telling my Christian brothers, it's okay to be involved in politics. It's okay. Who better to sit on a trust as a trustee on an education board, a school board, than a truly devout Christian man or Christian woman who's willing to help these kids truly be taught properly, to be taught the truth? And not in a religious way, because I'm one of those who believes, I don't believe in separation of church and state, but I don't believe that we should be shoving our fingers in people's faces about what we believe. But, you know, what kind of words of encouragement, because you stepped into it, what kind of words of encouragement do you have for our Christian men and women, even our young kids, about being involved?
Well, it would fit exactly what you say. My father, God rest his soul, is with the Lord now, but he was a minister for many, many years. And I remember as a kid, I would sometimes fill in for him and eventually filled in for some other pastors in town, provide pulpit supply. And years later, when I first ran for office, some of the members of the church said to my dad, they were disappointed because they thought maybe I'd follow in his footsteps. And they particularly said they were sad that I was going into politics because they thought it was so dirty and distasteful. And my father looked at them and had this perfect answer. He said, well, what kind of people do you want in government? Don't you want people who are going to do what's right and just, who's going to follow the Lord and take the lead? Like you said, not necessarily by having a litany of item by item, everything you're going to do, but people who really are trying to follow God's calling, who are trying to do the right thing and have the courage to stand up. I remember once talking to President George W. Bush about this, saying, you know, just, and his job obviously was 1,000 times more important than me as a governor, but just to think, I can't even imagine going through the stress that sometimes these jobs entail without having God to depend on, without saying, hey, God, I'm lifting it up to you and just letting it happen. But we are called. The Bible calls that each of us, you know, we have skills, we have traits that we've been given to us, and we're called by God to use them in our lives. All of us are called to minister. Some are called to be ordained ministers, but all the rest of us have a way to minister in people's lives. It may be running for office, it may be supporting someone who runs for office, it may be speaking out. Whatever that gift is that you have, and you need to use it if that's what God's calling is.
Well, look, Governor Walker, we're up on it. I'm going to have you back on because I love what you're doing with YAF, and I think we need to encourage our youth and make sure that they're strong, and we support them. I mean, a lot of people don't support them because we think they're a little out there, but, you know, our dads thought we were a little out there, too, at times. So, you know, I don't see any reason why we can't, but God bless you. Keep up the good work, really.
Thanks so much. Good to be with you. Keep fighting for freedom.
Yep. You know, again, we need to support these people. We need to support guys like their organizations, Scott Walker and others, that are really, truly doing something, making a difference. Don't get excited by the title of an organization. Get excited by checking into what they're doing and truly that you can measure the difference they're making in a community. For some of you, I am probably what's considered in what's considered, you know, a major metropolitan area. For others, we're in a fairly small city. My city's about 300,000 people. And lots of land, but in about 300,000 people. And I see the difference some of these groups make when they come in. And the left wants this area. They want it bad. Dr. B called me today. I spoke with her for a little bit. She was telling me about how in her area, where they're coming in trying to take over the school boards, hardcore left progressive people who, you know, apparently in Texas you can't run for office unless you live there for 2 years. So these people came in for the long game. They moved in 2 years ago, and now they're running for office. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're talking a little bit about your health care in the next hour. and what Joey B is going to be doing to it. We'll be back in a little bit.